It's Jim Nelson here, and as promised, we're in the performance studio now, and I'm looking at three of the members of Toad the Wet Sprocket. We got Dean and Todd and Glenn all here, and Jonathan is going to play some piano for them today, and Randy is not with us today, but he's here in spirit, and he'll be at the show tonight at the Troubadour, which we will talk more about in a little bit. So hello and welcome, everybody, to KCSN. So happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us in.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of nonsensical questions in a minute, but I thought, why don't we start off with playing one of the new songs from the forthcoming first new album from Toad the Wet Sprocket in something like 16 years.
Shall do. Is it okay if it's nonsensical?
Yes.
Perfect. One, two, one, two.
What's that thing I can't remember? How did I get so far off center? Well, it's a fracture of view through faulty lenses. And what do you trust when you can't trust your senses? But I can fly through the heavens on the power of my heart, thread my way through a string of stars to write your name in a new constellation, declare my love to all creation. Well, I need to see the Milky Way. No city lights, no smoky haze. Just a speck on a speck on a spiral arm. Yeah, it feels so good to be so small. And I can fly through the heavens on the power of my heart, thread my way through a string of stars to write your name in a new constellation, declare my love to our creation. I've tested your patience, St. Dimphna, Cecilia, St. Margaret, Christina. We've no faith, but hear us, St. Drogo, St. Vetus. And what's that thing I can't remember? Stars to write your name in a new constellation, declare my love to all creation. I can fly on the power of my heart, thread my way through a string of stars in a new constellation, declare my love to all creation.
The title track of the forthcoming new album by Toad the Wet Sprocket. It's called New Constellation. You've heard that here on KCSN a few times. And Glenn, I'm going to start off with some a question for you. Now, I have the whole new album. I think it's fantastic. As a longtime Toad the Wet Sprocket fan, I'm on record as saying it's like you guys never left. So it's fantastic in that regard. But Glenn, the opening line in that song is, "What's that thing I can't remember?" So my question is, other than the joys of short-term memory loss and maybe a few gray hairs, what else is different for Toad the Wet Sprocket since the last time we heard recorded music for you from you guys?
I have no idea. I mean, probably very little and everything. You know, you put 16 years in, and we've all had families, had relationships, had lives, had, you know, outside musical projects. I mean, And we get back together, and there's kind of some, you know, essential way we sound automatically. It was the funny thing about starting to work on new songs is it's like, oh, it sounds like Toad. And kind of no matter where things come from, there's something that the combination of voices, the players all bring to it. And I think a different perspective, too. I mean, from, you know, being in our early 20s and having that kind of... perspective of happiness being, you know, about I'm going to get what I want out of life. And, you know, that idea of going in and coming back with the perspective of happiness is kind of more of a practice, more about liking what you have than it is about getting what you want. The songs, I think, reflect that as well.
Dean, let's flip that around then. Are there more things that are the same, even despite the years off, than there are that are different?
Well, the chemistry is definitely still there. I mean, this is our first band, and we really learned how to play by playing with each other. And there's a way that, Todd plays real sparse that leaves me a little more room to do more things on the bass. And, you know, I've played with other people, but I don't think I play as good with anybody else except these guys. It's probably just, I don't know, I feel really lucky to be able to do this again.
Sounds like you've all sort of fallen back into a comfort level. And it feels like went away like you haven't went away, just like the album sounds. We'll come back with some more chat in a moment, but how about we hear another song from Toad the Wet Sprocket right now on 88.5 KCSN.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie, truth is not kind. You've said neither am I. The air outside so soft, saying everything.
All I want is to feel this way,
to be this close, feel the same.
All I want is to feel this way.
Evening speaks, feel it say. Nothing so cold, it's closing the heart, and all we need is to breathe the soul. We wouldn't be that brave, I know. Yeah, outside so soft, confessing everything.
All I want is to feel this way,
to be this close, feel the same.
All I want is to feel this way,
the evening speaks, feel it say.
CSN, Toad the Wet Sprocket live in the studio with All I Want. We're with Dean and Todd and Glenn and Jonathan in the studio right now talking about the forthcoming new Toad the Wet Sprocket album called New Constellation. One of the things that is consistent from old albums to this new one are the melodies and the harmonies between the three guys that were just singing there. And in a moment, we're going to hear another new song, and you'll hear how consistent things are. Todd, I want to throw this question to you. In the 90s, you guys put out four albums on Columbia Records, one of the largest record labels in the on the planet at the time. And now you've come full circle because you're releasing your new album on your own, same as you did with Bread and Circus 25 years ago. By the way, congratulations on 25 years anniversary
there.
Thank you. What are the pros and cons of, at this point in time now, self-releasing versus, you know, trying to be on a big label again?
Well, we've kind of yet to see what's going to happen with us doing it independently this time. You know, it was great being on a huge label in the 90s and getting all of that promotion from a huge promotion machine. And that's enabled us to now be able to do things like Kickstarter and hopefully be successful in doing this independently.
Does it feel comfortable to be sort of going without a net, as it were, like this?
Probably less so.
Comfortable isn't, I don't know if I'd say that, but, you know, it's kind of exciting, like fly by the seat of your pants exciting.
Right.
It's exciting. I mean, it's odd because it's different risks, you know, going off the street and getting, you know, the kind of record deal you could do now. I mean, when we were starting, everybody bought the CD and the cassette, and they probably bought the LP too if they liked a record. And now, like, maybe 1 in 20 people who have an album actually buy it. And so an industry based on selling records is going to have to readjust wildly. And so, I mean, the companies are in flux. And I look at a lot of the most interesting successes I see are things that started up outside of labels, started their own success, and then the labels, you know, would later become a part of it and help it go further. And we would love it if that happened with us, but we get a lot more chances, especially because we've had the help from our fans. We actually have a listener base. We would get a lot more time to build this record by ourselves than I think we would get through a traditional record deal at this point. Traditional deal, we'd probably have 2 months, and then
right.
It would either be over or it would be a success.
Yeah,
and
now we're the ones who will determine when it's over.
You know, that's a big plus.
Yeah.
And I think it's over now.
But no, like 5 p.m., I think.
5 p.m., yeah. Exactly.
14 minutes, 59 seconds.
Inevitable split up.
Exactly.
You're listening to KCSN, and I'm not sure where the conversation's going there, but we're in the studio with Toad the Wet Sprocket. They're at the Troubadour tonight, and they have a brand new album coming out soon. We will talk about both of those things a little bit more detail in a few moments. But how about we give the listeners the Los Angeles premiere of another new song from Toad the Wet Sprocket. This one is called California Wasted on KCSN.
We wanted to do the first really depressing song with California in the title. So. 2, 3, 4.
Time, where did time go? What was I thinking? No compass, no maps, no sail on the mast, and this boat is sinking. We're going down, there's too much in my head right now. I got no way to slow it down. No one's gonna pull me out. Oh, I still make the same mistakes. Oh, California's wasted on me. Stare at the sun, let fire fill my eyes. I see nothing but light. Endless day to banish the night. I could set this strife. There's too much in my head right now. Got no way to slow it down. No one's gonna pull me out. Oh, I still make the same mistakes. Oh, California's wasted on me. At the line where the ocean meets the sky, I've been hoping I could see a sign, hoping I could see a sign. There's too much in my head right now. I got no way to slow it down. No one's gonna pull me out. Oh, I still make the same mistakes. Oh, California's wasted on me.
KCSN. It's called California Wasted. It's new from Toad the Wet Sprocket. It was really nice to see Dean and Todd over there on their dueling acoustic guitar leads. Sort of like Lynyrd Skynyrd, but not.
Well, that's what we were going for.
I kind of figured.
Ooh, that smell.
Hey, Dean and Todd, this is one for the both of you. I know Glenn has put out a number of different solo albums, and he's worked with Sarah and Sean Watkins in a couple of different lineups over the years, recorded with them. You guys had Lapdog back around the beginning of this century, but I'm not sure what you guys have been up to since then. So bring our listeners up to speed with what you all been up to.
Geez, well, we did a lot of different things. We started going to Nashville and writing with people over there, and we met a lot of great songwriters. And wrote a lot of great songs. We got a couple of songs on hold. Nothing got cut. And we also scored a movie together and all kinds of stuff. We just wanted to kind of do a lot of different things.
What was the movie?
It was called Desertion. And I don't know if it got picked up or not, but they loved what we did with the score. So
interesting. Todd, how was that process, scoring a movie versus writing songs for an album?
It was cool. I mean, it was Dean's kind of gig. He came over to my studio, and it was the kind of the startup of us getting together again, which led to writing songs for Toad, actually. You know, for this new record, we were writing for probably almost 3 or 4 years. And some songs will end up on the new Lapdog record we're going to do after this Toad thing. And a lot of songs ended up on the Toad record. So,
yeah. So one
cool.
Sort of led into the other.
Yeah, just kind of.
Yeah.
You're listening to KCSN. We are talking with members of Toad the Wet Sprocket. We're going to hear one more song live from them in the studio right now. This is one that you no doubt know real well. And when we come back on the other side of this, we'll hear some more about the new album and the show tonight at the Troubadour. It's Toad the Wet Sprocket live in the studio at KCSN.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me that this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean. Step on the storms, flesh becomes water, wood becomes. and all of those little things. We knew we were lying. We smiled just the same. It seemed that I already forgotten we'd care. Walk on the ocean, step on the storms, flesh becomes water, wood becomes bone. Walk on the ocean, step on the storms, flesh becomes water. Memories to hold grow sweeter each season as we slowly grow.
KCSN Walk on the Ocean live. Toad the Wet Sprocket in the studios here. Boy, back in 91, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing that song on the radio. Good to hear you guys playing that for us today in the studios. Now, we're just about wrapped up here. Glenn, I want one more for you. You're playing the Troubadour tonight, the legendary Troubadour over in West Hollywood. What you guys go on around 10. You've got Grant Lee Buffalo opening tonight's show. What can people expect at the show tonight? Lots of new songs, lots of classics. What are you going to do for us?
Lots of new songs, lots of classics. We're playing maybe five from the new record, but we're making sure we're not leaving anybody with fond memories in the dust. So it's a good combination. It's been great playing the new stuff too, because we did the Kickstarter campaign, and those people we already got them a digital download of the record. So the wonderful thing in these last couple weeks has been playing the new songs and seeing people singing along for the first time and having them know the new stuff. So it's been great to play. We love doing the Troubadour, and also it's our first time out with Grant Lee Buffalo. I've toured with Grant Lee Phillips a bunch. We did a duet thing last year. I mean, so he's been a great friend for years, and they were one of my favorite bands when Toad was starting up. I was fanatical about Mighty Joe Moon, and so the silly thing is, for all that we played together, last night was the first time I'd ever seen Grant Lee Buffalo. It was the first time Grant had seen Toad play. So it's been a ton of fun.
Excellent. Yeah. So you want to get to the Troubadour tonight, no later than 9, because that's what I understand is when Grant Lee Buffalo goes on. Dean, tell us about the new album, New Constellation. When can people get it? How can people get it? Is it straight from your website? Tell us about that.
It's going to be available everywhere. It's going to be on iTunes, Amazon, in stores, physically. I think, are we talking October what? What was it? 15. October 15 is what we're doing. And it's cool. You know, we've been going through this whole process again of, getting the artwork together. And we've got some, we've been working with some really great artists, and we've come up with what we think is a really great package. Everybody's been working really hard and through the night and into the morning, and it's really coming out great. So people are going to love it.
Excellent. Well, it's, as I said, song for song, it's as good as anything you guys have done. The break clearly didn't hurt you, and certainly seemed like it did you a favor. So it's great to have you back again, sounding as good as ever. The show tonight, the Troubadour, should be great. Looking forward to seeing you guys again. It's been a few years since I've seen Toad the Wet Sprocket, but at least I have that on Grant Lee Phillips. And we're 88.5 KCSN. If you want to know anything more about Toad the Wet Sprocket and their new album, New Constellation, it's toadthewetsprocket.com. And Glenn, Dean, Todd, Jonathan, who's been over there playing piano for them today, and Randy, who we hope is listening but couldn't make it upstairs today. We'll see him at the Troubadour tonight. I thank you so much for being here and playing these new songs for us. This was really awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Jim Nelson on 88.5 KCSN. We're going to get back to the music now with the new one from Elvis Costello and the Roots. This is Walk Us Uptown on KCSN.